Hello, my name's Danny John, and this is CommBank Today. To mark the launch of CBA's new app feature, BillSense, I'm joined today by the bank's Head of Behavioural Economics, Will Mailer. Will, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Danny. Great to be here.
So, Will, the coronavirus pandemic is changing people's habits in many different ways, particularly with their finances. So how is that manifesting itself from what you are seeing?
Firstly, I think a lot of people have just been forced to. So there's a very sad situation out there for a lot of Australians, unfortunately. A lot of jobs have been lost. A lot of financial lives have been turned upside down, particularly for younger populations or populations working in volatile or insecure work. I've said recently, if you were to design a situation which was the hardest possible situation for humans to make good financial decisions, it would look a lot like COVID. It's a novel situation. We do well when we've had lots of practice in a situation, and the last pandemic was about 100 years ago. So not many people have lived through this before. So it's new. People are trying to make sense of it, I think. It's inherently complex. So should I keep my business running? Should I close it down? How long will this go for? What are the government's policies? It's just hard, and there's lots of information out there. We also, humans struggle with situations where I have to make a decision today that could affect me for years in the future. So today, tomorrow decisions are particularly hard for people. And we've seen some worrying signs of people making financial arrangements that could hamper them in the longer term. Of course, it's really necessary for some people to have little choice, but others appear to be making these decisions too quickly and potentially where there are other better alternatives. So it's just a tough situation for us as human decision makers. I think some of the habits will stick and some will not, and that's going to be interesting.
Which also provides the need, you would say, for people to plan and to have some structure around it so that they can actually know what's happening, in this case, their finances. And in regards to these uncertain times, that this actually helps them to sort of deal with some of the future shocks that are likely to come down the track.
Yeah, that's right. People talk a lot about habits. So I think a recent survey we've done suggested that 83% of our younger customers are putting a lot more emphasis on building good financial habits. And that's a great intention. I think everyone should have that intention. The thing with habits is when we say, tomorrow I'm going to start this new thing and I'm going to keep doing it. The unfortunate news is that if we're just relying on that momentary motivation and intention, it's very unlikely to stick. And so this is where we invest. We tend to invest in motivating people and creating lots of education and intention. Unfortunately, that doesn't last. So what does last is creating systems and environments that can help us not have to think through every step every time. And if we can structure our environments in that way, and I think features like bill sense and transaction notifications and category payments are really good examples where we can take the load off the human, capture that good intention and automate it into the future. So it becomes an autopilot, regular, automatic thing, and we don't have to keep thinking about it and keep calling back to that original motivation. It's just there.
So, Will, you've talked there a fair bit about the predictive nature of both the broader economy, the broader context, what we're sort of sitting in at the moment. But particularly when it comes to managing your finances as a person and regular payments, BillSense operates in the sense that every time there's a debit from a customer's account or they use their credit card, it provides that record in a very simple timeline. And then based on that, it allows you to predict your upcoming bills. How helpful do you think this is going to be in respect of the way that people manage their money?
I think there's three ways I see BillSense providing kind of direct benefit. And one is kind of backward looking. So I mentioned earlier that a lot of our expenses are just inertia, so things that made sense in the past that we just carry through. And something BillSense can do is just kind of surface, hey, you've got this regular thing coming up. Does it still make sense to you? I think then forward looking, one thing humans just weren't built to do is carry thousands and thousands of data points for today and into the future and match expenses to incomes over time. Fortunately, computers were. And this is where we can lean on the environment, lean on the digital service to remember these things and organise them for us. And then the third one, which we've touched on, is just that it provides us with an explicit opportunity cost to say, when we're out and about and we're shopping, and we're thinking very narrowly about I want to buy these new shoes or I want to go out to this restaurant, it provides that explicit trade-off to say, I could, but I also know I've got this commitment coming up next week. And let's just think, it helped me think through the trade-offs and how I can manage that expense in the moment or avoid it to be ready for next week. There's something we don't naturally do, but I think this could surface to us. So I think there's three ways that BillSense could have a kind of immediate benefit in the current environment.
We've been talking about being money conscious, and it does seem that, you know, people's spending and saving habits have changed, and not surprisingly, yeah, they've spent a lot more time at home. They're not spending as much out from that. But do you get a sense from what you're seeing now, 6-7 months into the pandemic, that people are a lot more money conscious, and not just because of the uncertainty about whether they may have a job next week or, you know, they may have a change of circumstances in 6 months' time?
Yeah, I think the household financial situation, I think, is just a lot more tense. And we know people that are in situations where money is more tense are paying a lot more attention in good and bad ways. So there's a study in Boston in the US where a bunch of people show up to an event and they all got taxis from the airport. And they asked people, can you remember what was the flagfall starting price in the taxi when you got into the taxi? And the wealthier subjects that are arriving couldn't recall it. They didn't remember, they didn't really pay attention. But lower income subjects knew to the cent. And so just the tension in the household and the forced trade-offs and to know what you've got today and what you're going to need tomorrow, I think really is going to occupy a lot of attention in good and bad ways. Creates a lot of stress, creates a lot of anxiety. Unfortunately, it can create the wrong behaviours as well. We focus too much on the short term, forget about the long term.
But again, in the context of what we're talking about and launching features like BillSense, and given what we talked about a little bit earlier in regards to the number of people being more sort of money conscious, that if they do plan a bit more and they do actually look after their finances a bit, there does seem to be a direct correlation in regards to, as you sort of say, taking some of that stress or tension out of the household as much as anything else, which hopefully makes it easier to deal with some of the challenges that have arisen as a result of the pandemic.
So we did a really big piece of work a few years ago on trying to define financial well-being and understand what is it really and how do we define it and how do you change it? And I think the most important insight to come out of that research, which challenged us, was that it's not about how much money you have or how smart you are. Your financial well-being is most strongly associated with your behaviour. That's really encouraging because everyone can change their behaviour. And I think, as we said before, if you're with the right partners and you're in the right context and you set up the right systems with your household, we can change our behaviour, we can improve our financial being regardless of where you're at.
So given that there are significant financial pressures on us at the moment, what practical steps can we take to actually have a bit more control on that day-to-day basis, but then obviously improve financial well-being over the coming months and years because of some of the consequences that are going to arise of the current situation?
There's some research, again, coming out of the US that looks at this idea of a fresh start effect. So we're much more likely to set up a new good financial behaviour at a milestone date, like a birthday or the first day of the month or something. It's probably a time where, and some people are forced to do this, but to sit down and really take stock again and kind of set a new plan. And there's a number of reasons for that. I think a lot of the expenses that we used to have are probably less relevant today. If you can't go to the gym, then maybe you have a look at the gym membership and rethink that. We've probably got a lot of inertia of expenses we've built up over time that no longer make sense in the new world. So good just to do that kind of housekeeping. There's also loads and loads of kind of new stimulus payments and government benefits and programs and supports that weren't there 6 months ago. So we've launched the Benefits Finder feature and we're trying to help connect Australians to things that they just didn't even know about. I think it's a good time to reset. There's old expenses that don't make sense anymore. There's new support available.
And this is where features like BillSense and the app come in and presumably help to provide both that structure and also those type of partitions.
Yeah, exactly right. I think BillSense is a particularly interesting one. There's a lot of great research around here of kind of the psychology of how we predict and plan upcoming bills. Without these types of services, we're really bad at predicting what next month's bills are going to be like.
What, even like your electricity bill and your gas bill?
Yeah, we just tend to overestimate. So some researchers we're working with in Chicago actually showed people what their expenses were last month and then said, I now want you to think about next month. And invariably, the numbers coming back were lower. So people are under-predicting. We call this expense prediction bias. And we all tend to do it. So we think next month's going to be better than last month. And it's incredibly fascinating. And what we tend to do is we discount a lot of the exceptions that happened last month. And we think, oh, they were one-offs. They won't happen again. So I'll cut them out of my budget and we'll go forward. But invariably, exceptions always happen. And so people under-predict this. This gets us into a lot of trouble. So expense prediction bias is associated with things like lower savings, taking on more expensive debt burden, and ultimately lower financial well-being. So if we can correct that expense prediction bias, I think something like BillSense can certainly help support that. We can help people avoid getting into trouble, missing bills, taking on expensive debt, sometimes very, very high interest providers, getting into trouble and spiralling and improve financial well-being. The researchers found a really interesting way that they could reverse the bias. And by simply asking the subjects to think about three reasons why next month's expenses are going to be different to last month's, that single question was enough to eliminate the bias gap and get people to be much more accurate.
Seems to make a lot of sense to me, Will. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Danny. Great to be here.